Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals walk it off as they come back from a 3-0 seventh-inning deficit to win it in the ninth. Phone lines are open for you. If you were one of the more than 12,000 that turned out on this Tuesday night, you're not going to have to wait on hold. We'll get you right to the front of the line. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 as the Royals take game two of this four-game series. And don't look now, but the boys have what is often referred to as a winning streak. That's right, three straight dubs for the boys in blue. And tonight they do it in interesting fashion. I'll give you my thoughts on the game, but I want to hear from you, man. I'm going to try my best to match your excitement, the excitement that I saw all over your faces as you were piling out of the K tonight. Plenty of you stopped by my booth out here right across from the UMB Diamond Club. Plenty of you stopped by, you know, pumping your fist and, you know, waving your Royals pennants. I need you tonight. I really do. Because this win, to me, tonight, not quite hitting the same. There are plenty of things we need to dissect. Certainly all's well that ends well. And when the Royals are victorious and you see that sort of celebration in shallow right field as the boys mob Bob, how can you not leave the ballpark with a big old smile on your face? Now, there is plenty of praise to be handed out tonight. Of course, Bobby Witt Jr. in the game-winning walk-off knock in the ninth. But I was really impressed with the performance of Vinny Pasquantino tonight. In fact, Vinny is our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. I thought he had a sensational night at first base. Leadoff single in the fifth. RBI double in the seventh. And he was, what, 3 feet away from a leadoff home run in the ninth inning. I thought the all-around game of the Pasquatch tonight is fitting for him to be named tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Vinny's RBI in that seventh inning plates Jack Caglione. Cags has now reached base safely in all 16 games here in August. I'll give you my thoughts on the game, but I feel like I'm going to be somewhat of a drip tonight. So let's get to you. Let's celebrate this win. Let's start off with Sal. He was one of the 12,000 in the building tonight. Sal, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, it's been a long time, man. We still got to hear you on the play-play. If we could get you on the play-by-play, radio or TV, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
No,
but let me tell you, you'd be fantastic. You have a hard time finding a better Tuesday night than tonight. That was so much fun. There was less than 12,000 out there. Everyone was into it. It was a blast. My only negative thought, I know I don't want to go there, but when Salvi got on in the night at first base, would you pitch run right then? Anyway, Vern, love it. Love everything you do for the Royals. And there's a guy in single A you may want to check out. I think his name's Dennis Gamble. He was undrafted. William Jewell.
Sean.
Oh, brother, miss you.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I don't know Dennis Gamble. I know Sean Gamble. He was their first-round pick of a season ago. But I'll look into it. Yeah, maybe there's another Gamble down there in Columbia. I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. We were discussing that in the press box when Salvi reached on that catcher's interference. I hope I never have. Well, I got to watch the A's for two more days. Oh, my God. I don't ever want to see this A's ball club again. Let me just put that out there. I'm going to try to focus on the Royals and focus on the positivity, and the boys won tonight, but holy crap, I don't want to watch them ever play again. Holy cow. But yeah, when Salvi reached on catcher's interference with one out in the ninth inning and his team down two, no, I wasn't looking because he wasn't the game-winning run. But when Salvi advances to second after Massey's single to center, and you see John Rave come in as a pinch runner, well, then it was clear what Matt Quatrero and the coaching staff was doing. It was clear that Tyler Tolbert was going to pinch hit for Kyle Isbell. Izzy struggles and always has against lefties, and the A's had a lefty on the mound, one of, if not their best lefty in Hogan Harris. So, no, it made sense, and ultimately it worked out as Tyler Tolbert comes through with the two-run game-tying single in the ninth inning. Yeah, we got to talk about Tyler Tolbert, don't we? We'll get into that coming up in a moment. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. It is the Golden Oak Lending phone line, 913-586-7965. All right, let's go to Quentin in Kansas City. Quentin, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I wasn't able to make it out tonight, but I should see you Friday out there at the K.
All right.
Just wanted to shout out Massey. The fact that he's hitting over 300 against lefties this year is kind of crazy. Obviously not as huge sample size, but the fact that he can even slot in and probably should still be batting ahead of Salvi right now is something that I think is going to be huge for us next year, especially with Lofton and Tolbert to play basically any position as those platoon guys that we have. I mean, I think we're just missing that one other piece, and obviously solidifying the bullpen and starters, and this team's offense should be pretty good next year, hopefully.
Yeah, no doubt. Q, appreciate the phone call. Michael Massey tonight, 1-for-2 against lefties. He's batting .321 this season against southpaws, and shoot, he should have gone 2-for-2. He was robbed by the Jeff McNeil, I believe, was at second base tonight. Whoever the A's second baseman was, he made a nice play to rob Michael Massey of a knock in the second inning. Massey, another guy that we need to dive into. Another aspect of tonight's game. But you know what? I'm really going to... You can wait for my thoughts. Honestly, I don't think you really want to hear my thoughts after this one. So let's keep hearing from you. Let's go to Thatcher from Independence. Thatcher, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as the Royals walk off the A's 4-3. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Thatcher. Okay, let's try my buddy Gianni. He was in the building tonight. He was one of the more than 12,000 to show up. Gianni, what's happening?
Hey, Vern, thank you for taking my call. It's always great to chat with you.
Good to hear from you as well. What do you got for us?
Well, one thing that was my observation earlier, and my buddy Lopez kind of reminded me that it's not always on the base runner, but it is very much so sometimes on the base coach. In the second inning, I didn't get an eye on this, and maybe you did. In second inning, I left feeling that Garcia should have ended that out on third base. It's not uncharacteristic of him to not show aggressiveness when he feels like it's not at that moment. And that's just something I've always pointed with him. Tonight, was that more of Wilson's call on not tagging up for second and then not what could have been a tag up to third? Or was that Garcia? I wasn't able to see that part.
So you're talking second inning, Michael's on first base, and Vinny pokes one to left.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying Michael should have tagged up from first there?
Yeah, in my opinion, yes. I think he has the speed for that not to be an issue.
Yeah, well, it certainly wouldn't be on Vance Wilson. He's the third base coach. So Damon Hollins may be over at first. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to plead ignorance on that. I don't have anything in my game notes, nothing in my scorebook that says Mikey should be on second. Not saying that you're wrong, but it didn't jump off the field at me. So
Sure.
I'll ask the people. I'll ask the Royals fans that were in the house. Should Garcia have been on, second after Vinny's opposite field fly ball, and then on third after Salvi's opposite field fly ball? Yeah. Sorry, don't have the answer for you, Johnny.
No. That's fine. I was just as in tuned as you were, so I just maybe thought maybe your eyes were somewhere else than mine at that moment. I was happy to see Garcia run out. Well, I mean, last night I wrote it as an error out on, fifth or the shortstop where he got on to first. I was very happy to see him run that out. And I'm just hoping to see more stuff, a lot of attitude improvement, but I just want to keep seeing more stuff from Michael.
Appreciate the phone call. We go to Brody from Edgerton. Brody, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, we were at the game tonight, and I'm not going to lie. We didn't think that the Royals were going to win until Tyler Tolbert hit the tying runs in, and that was it. And then we knew they were going to win.
Yeah, once you knew Bobby was going to have an opportunity, thanks for the phone call, Brody. Nice to hear from you.
Yep.
Yeah, once you knew Bobby was going to get that opportunity, once Tyler Tolbert knotted the game up, I felt fairly confident that the boys were going to walk away victorious. Even if it wasn't in the ninth inning, they would come out on top before it was all said and done. Now, going into that ninth inning, I was not angry. Yeah, we're too deep into the season to be angry, but I was rather frustrated. Rather frustrated that this team found itself down two runs, down to their final two outs. Yeah. Thankfully, the boys picked this show up, so now we can have this celebratory postgame show rather than a finger wag fest, which is exactly what this was shaping up to be. Royals win 4-3. They walk off the A's. It's the team's sixth walk-off victory of 2026. All right, let's go back to the people. Let's go to Tanner in Grain Valley. Tanner, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It's good to be back in the building tonight, man. It's been a while since I caught a game. Good to talk ball with you tonight. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Nick Lawson, that first-inning throw-out at the plate. If that didn't happen, I don't think we'd be talking about a dub tonight, Vern. Yeah. I just wanted to give Nick Lawson his flowers. It was awesome to see Bobby get that walk-off tonight. I think he's going to get that 20-home run, 30-steal season. I saw an MLB they were talking about. He's in jeopardy, not getting that. I think Bob's going to come through for us. But I just wanted to say it was awesome being back in the building tonight, Vern. Great to talk ball with you, man. And I'll be back next week for a series. Thanks, man.
Sweet. Yeah, hope we get a chat again. Tanner swung by the booth before the game. We chopped it up. Talked about the offense and what we expect from the team coming up in 2027. As a matter of fact, we were discussing Tyler Tolbert, right? Talking about center field next season. We're both fans of Kyle Isbell, but I don't know if Izzy's a guy that you want facing every left-handed pitcher. I want a right-handed bat that could possibly hold things down in center field. What Lane Thomas was this season, can Tyler Tolbert fill that role in 2027? Tolley steps up in a big way tonight. Bases juiced, one out. Royals down by two. Tolbert falls in an 0-2 hole. Count gets back to even, and he gets a 2-2 curveball in the middle of the dish. Pulls it through the left side. Two runs come in to score. We're knotted up at three apiece. Two batters later, Bobby walks it off. Royals now have a winning record here at the friendly confines of Kauffman Stadium. Royals are 31-30 here at the K. Let's go to Lucas in Kansas City. Lucas, you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to talk about, I know it's cliche to talk about it today because of his clutch, but I just want to talk about Tyler Tolbert as a whole, how valuable it is to have a guy like that on your bench. He said, I know it's a small sample size, but hitting over 300, I know he's had a couple blunders on the bags recently, but He comes in, steals bases all the time. He's played every position this year except for catcher, it feels like. He's even pitched. But I just think it's great to have a guy like Tolbert on the team, and we shouldn't look past that ever, honestly, because I don't know how many teams have a Tyler Tolbert out there.
Man, Lucas, thank you very much for that phone call, and, man, how cool is this? Let's head inside that Victorious Royals clubhouse. Nice enough to dial us up is the aforementioned Tyler Tolbert. Tyler, great job tonight, first and foremost. Thanks for the time. I don't know if you just heard that previous phone call, but we've had quite a few of them already. Loving on you, understandably so. Have you felt that love from Royals fans this season?
Yes, they show us love, everybody love, last season and then this season, and I appreciate the love and support, and it means a lot. And I just continue to be patient with us, and I just thank you for all the love, everybody. That's the best thing I can say.
What have you learned about yourself this season? Like, is there a box that you came into 2026 saying, man, I believe I'm this, but now you've gone out there and have you checked any box? Have you proven anything to yourself this season?
No, it's just I want to just take advantage of all my opportunities. Just play my game and don't feel like I need to be in a box and just go out there and just perform and do anything that can help the team win. And I kind of know what my role was, just be able to play a lot of positions and just go out there and just do winning baseball things. That's what we're just called to do.
Previous caller said you've played every position except for catcher. Have you ever caught in your little league life growing up?
Yes, I when I was about 9 or 10, I was a catcher because we didn't have another catcher and I could catch, and so I caught the whole season.
Well, final thing for you, because we've had someone mention, hey, when Salvi gets on first base, we were all waiting to see Tyler Tolbert come out. When does the conversation start that, hey, if the spot arises, you're going to pinch hit for Izzy?
Kind of the inning before, just kind of seeing where the matchup and everything kind of leading up to. They really do help us be prepared for situations, and they let me know ahead of time. And if the situation come up, just be prepared. And so I just got to work, and just grateful for the opportunity, honestly.
I don't know if I've seen you yell like that when you got to first base. I don't know if you were blacked out when you got to first base, but man, oh man, that was some emotion from Tyler Tolbert.
Yeah, I definitely blacked out. It was a cool moment, and it's just a team. We just kept fighting. We were right there about to break through. We had a lot of loud outs with opportunities with runners on, and we just finally broke through. And it just honestly is really feels good to have our guys back, have Vinny back, have Michael back. And you've seen this team play with a lot of energy, and it was fun. We just kept clawing, and we came back and won. It was a fun win, exciting win.
A long day for you, preparing for so many different possibilities when you show up to the ballpark, and boy, were you ever ready in the ninth, and now you've done like 3 or 4 or 5 different post-game interviews. Tyler, I greatly appreciate all your hard work today. Great execution there in the ninth inning, and we look forward to watching you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. Tyler Tolbert from inside that Victorious Royals clubhouse. Royals walk off the A's 4-3 to win a third straight game. We'll take a quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Base is loaded. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Ground ball headed for left. That's a hit. That's going to tie the game. Tyler Tolbert after a very, very close check swing, which appeared was a swing, takes full advantage. But the A's keep giving the Royals chance after chance after chance.
Thank you, Denny. Yes, exactly. But hey, thankfully, they kept giving the Royals opportunities. And finally, the boys cash in the ninth inning. Tyler Tolbert ties it up. And then Bobby Witt Jr., for the third time in his career, comes through with the walk-off knock at Kauffman Stadium. Royals win 4-3. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Now, this one wasn't shaping up to be a very entertaining postgame show. And honestly, as I say that, maybe this isn't an entertaining postgame show, but I shudder to imagine what it would have sounded like if not for that ninth inning. Now, the Royals fell behind early. Daniel Lynch walks a pair in the first inning, and only one of them come around to score. As Tanner mentioned earlier, Nick Lofton saves Daniel Lynch in that first inning as Nick Lofton throws a perfect one hop to Carter Jensen at the plate to get Jeff McNeil for the second out. So the Royals only give up one in the first inning thanks to Nick Lofton's first career outfield assist. And that 1-0 deficit would remain until the sixth inning. Now, despite the fact that the Royals had the leadoff man on in the second, leadoff man on in the third, leadoff man on in the fourth, leadoff man on in the fifth, never got him to third base once. Keep in mind, they were facing the worst pitching staff in Major League Baseball. And then the Perkins guy, the bulk pitcher for the A's, he entered tonight's game since joining the A's rotation as one of the five worst starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. And again, you put the leadoff man on three times against him and never got him to third base once. So it's 1-0 A's as we get to the sixth inning. Henry Bolte hits one to Michael Massey. It was going to take a flawless play from Massey to get the out. But you and I know Michael Massey's able to make the flawless play at second base and get the out, but he didn't. So the leadoff man reached on a play that I'm sure Michael Massey would say that he needs to make. He doesn't make the play, and Mason Black is unable to recover. Now, Black walked three in that sixth inning. A's score two more, and the A's lead 3-0 as we get to the bottom of the seventh inning. Royals again put the leadoff man on. Jack Caglione hits an opposite field double, and thankfully he was rewarded as Vinny Pasquantino, the Italian duo, team up against a lefty. A pair of left-on-left doubles from Caglione and Pasquantino put the boys on the board finally in the seventh inning. But with Vinny on second and only one out, the Royals are able to get no more. So it's 3-1 A's at the end of seven. Royals put the leadoff man on in the eighth and never get him to third. So that brings us to the ninth inning. Keep in mind, by the way, in that eighth inning, another reason for frustration is, oh my gosh, there's two on with two outs in the eighth inning. Royals are down by two. Jack Caglione at the plate. Cags hits one up the middle, and it's booted by the A's shortstop. Now, he eventually collects it and makes a strong throw to first base, but Cags is safe. It goes down as a base hit, but that was an error. It was another gift from the A's. Should have been the third out. Instead, it's a base hit for Jack Caglione, and the bases are loaded. Now, I'm not going to say anything bad about Michael Garcia because he got a perfect pitch to do damage on, and he smoked it to the opposite field. unfortunately smoked it right to the A's right fielder, and the bases loaded two-out opportunity goes for naught. But as you know, in the ninth inning, the Royals are able to push three runs across and win this game. They had no excuse to lose this game. So thankfully, the A's made it a priority to continue to give the Royals chance after chance after chance, and finally the boys were able to capitalize at the very end. I'm happy that they won, but that was a bad baseball game. Bad baseball game with a good ending. And good aspects throughout, right? Daniel Lynch retiring the final 10 batters that he faced. Carlos Duran, the big right-hander acquired from the Dodgers in the Chris Bubich trade, makes his Royals debut and picks up his first major league win. You know, Mason Black, if Michael Massey's able to make that play, Mason Black possibly puts up three or four scoreless innings out of the bullpen. I'm not going to say it's a subpar night. No, Royals won. The pitchers that I was interested in when I showed up tonight all performed fairly well. Right, I wanted to see Lynch, Mason Black, and Carlos Duran, and I saw all three of them. I showed up to watch those three arms and to watch the core of this offense. And the core tonight, Bobby walks it off. Cags with his eighth multi-hit performance of the month. Michael, I thought, had a nice night. Some tough luck there in the eighth inning. And like I mentioned, Vinny Pasquantino was your guaranteed foods player of the game. So if we're talking about individuals, the individuals that matter for 2027, yeah, tonight was an enjoyable night. If we're talking about the brand of baseball that we watched, not that enjoyable of a night. If you're just a bottom line baseball fan, did my team win or did my team lose? Well, it was a terrific night. Royals win. The record is still 21 games below 500. Let's go to David in Independence. David, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I was in attendance tonight. I think there was a few less than 12,000 actually in attendance, but the night went just as you wanted to write it up, right? Tolbert coming through in the ninth, just like everyone was planning was going to happen as the game unfolded. But no, you're absolutely right. I'm really glad they won because it was starting to feel a bit like a mid-April game. It just kind of felt sleepy. Yes. Obviously, there wasn't a ton of energy in the stadium, but really glad it came through. Have two questions for you. And overall, left, really glad you love free baseball, so that Tolbert tied it up, but love walk-offs even more. But two questions for you. What does Tyler Tolbert have to do to earn the thinking of being an everyday player, either for the Royals or for someone else? And then two, do we have Daniel Lynch on a strict pitch count? Are they still trying to stretch him out? Or what's the situation there?
Appreciate the phone call, David. I can offer clarity on both. Clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. You let them provide clarity around your financial future. You allow me to provide clarity around the Royals. Daniel Lynch, they had a pitch count for him tonight of 45, 50 pitches. And he got right to it. 45 pitches tonight for Daniel Lynch. Four innings, one run, two hits, two walks, and one strikeout. And, of course, one big assist from Nick Lofton out there in left field. Also a nice assist from Bobby Witt Jr. makes a pretty diving stab for the third out in the third inning. But Daniel knew that he was going to get the goods from Bob at shortstop. Nick Lofton doesn't have the most experience out there in left field, but got the job done tonight. As I mentioned, his first career outfield assist in this, his 34th career start in the outfield. So, they're going to continue to stretch him out. So if he's 45 to 50 next time we see him, I would imagine it's going to be somewhere between 60 and 70 pitches. We're likely to see Daniel Lynch pitch again Sunday against the Detroit Tigers. What does Tyler Tolbert need to do to become an everyday player? Boy, I don't think that can happen this year, right? 35 games to go. I don't think he can earn that for 2027. But I guess I would start with this. The reason why Tyler Tolbert is here, first and foremost, is to be an automatic bag getter, right? I need that base stolen. Everybody in the building knows you're going to steal that base. I need you to be... I can't expect perfection, but I need you to rip that bag at a very high clip. Maybe I've been spoiled, right? Maybe we've all been spoiled over the past decade, right? Watching Gerard Dyson and the late Terrence Gore. Maybe I have been spoiled, but if I was bending the ear of Tyler Tolbert, first of all, I'd say just keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting in that work. Because the way that this young man stays ready is very impressive. That's big league baseball. It's your job. I'm not going to throw him a parade, but the young man certainly never seems overwhelmed, regardless of the situation he's thrown into. But first and foremost, his focus needs to be becoming an even better base runner. And I guess he's just going to have to capitalize on opportunities when and if they present themselves, right? If he can earn, which I do think is possible, I do think he can earn a spot on next year's team with a strong finish. Tolbert will turn 29 years old coming up in January. But what he needs to do is exactly what he's done this year. And he needs to do it again next year. And that is, when Izzy goes down, when you get those extended looks, you got to put up numbers. And Tyler Tolbert's certainly done that. But we're not even talking about 100 plate appearances yet this season, right? Or at least not 100 at-bats. Yeah, he's at 107 plate appearances this season, 93 at-bats. You know, the average everyday player is getting 450 to 500 plate appearances. So a very small sample size right now. Yeah, I mean, you're coming up on your 29th birthday. It's certainly possible, but to become an everyday player, boy, he's going to have to do a lot. Do a lot to earn that opportunity and then to keep receiving those opportunities. You know, and it's so much more than just the offense, right? Especially when you're playing at Kauffman Stadium. If we're talking about him being that right-handed platoon with Kyle Isbell in center field, and how comfortable are you, Tyler Tolbert, running around out there, being the guy? I mean, Kyle Isbell has made it look very easy for a very long time here in Kansas City. But I know watching the speedy Lane Thomas, you know, watching him run around this summer, I mean, there were, you know, half a dozen balls that would fall. And, you know, me and Annie Rogers of MLB.com would look at each other and go, you know, Izzy gets that. So my point is even if Tolley's bat is slightly better, Izzy's going to win a lot of those jump balls because he can go get it in center field. And that is of the utmost importance, certainly in Kansas City, but really around Major League Baseball. Take a look at the center fielders. A large majority of them are defense first. But can he be that platoon with Kyle Isbell? Yeah, I certainly think that's possible. Appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I would love to have a simple answer for you of, well, if he does this, this, and this, he becomes an everyday player. But it's never that simple. Just keep capitalizing on your opportunities and just make sure you stay here to get those opportunities, right? You can't get the opportunities if you're in Omaha. So again, I'll reiterate, the reason why you're here is to steal that base. So make sure you can consistently steal that base, because if you can do that, you can stick around, and if you can stick around, you can get opportunities, and when you get those opportunities, they can turn into even more opportunities. That makes sense? I think it does. And that clarity is provided by UMB Private Wealth. Do you have a financial plan? Do you know if you're going to have enough to retire? Well, get with the team at UMB Private Wealth Management. Go to umb.com/private wealth to schedule an appointment today. Advisory services offered by investment advisor representatives through UMB Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Let's go to Butch on the Plaza. Butch, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, growing up in Little Rock, we had an old baseball coach who was fond of saying that in baseball, sometimes you fall in an outhouse and come up wearing a new brown suit. And that's exactly what happened to the Royals tonight. There were so many reasons to lose. I was yelled at the TV screen. There's no excuse for taking called third strikes from those pitchers. And it was just, wasted all night. I did think there were some good things. First of all, Vinny had two hits and almost a home run, and hopefully he's coming to life. Bobby and Cags are the men. Cags ran out that ball, which almost saved the game, but that's the way he plays. I thought Daniel Lynch took some steps. Carter Jensen made a terrible rookie mistake tonight when he looked back over his shoulder and got thrown out stealing. That just can't happen. But
And that was a bad slide too, Butch. I don't know what you're doing a pop-up slide for. He made it easy for the guy to lay the tag on him.
Yeah. I do want to make a mention. Jeff McNeil has put on a clinic the last two nights for the A's. He is a professional hitter. Yes, he won a batting title in New York. I don't know how the Mets let him get away, but it's just fun to watch him hit.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Before the season, Jim Bowden on MLB picked the Royals to win the Central, but cautioned he was worried about the team's depth. And I think he was right on that. At the first of the season, I'm not sure we were getting much help out of our bench. I just still think we need to add two starting outfielders for next year. I like Collins and maybe Isbell as a bench player or just playing against right-handers. And the same for Lofton and Tolbert. I think they'll be decent bench players for us next year. We do need a better catcher than Luke Molly, mainly back there. And I don't know what I can't imagine Salvi being anything better than what he is right now. And I don't know how that gets addressed. But anyway, those are some issues that as the season runs around and we get ready for next year, some of the things we got to start thinking about. But like I said, we're getting some guys back, and the top of the lineup looks really, really good. And as my wife says, it's good to have the team back together.
No question.
So anyway, we'll just have to keep. You got to keep beating the teams that are around you in the standings. You got to take care of them. Skip Carey, the late Braves announcer, was fond of saying, "It's not who you play, it's when you play them." And you think back, the Yankees just mashed us. And when we played them, they were the world champs in the spring. And now they've got like five or six regulars out, and now they just lost another pitcher today, and everybody's just beating them up. And we were unfortunate. We had to play them in the early part of the season when they were kicking butt and taking names. But it's just the way the schedule falls, and you got to be ready to play opening day. And hopefully we'll be ready next year opening day, because we got some tough early games. We have to play the Cardinals home opener and some things next year. So we better be ready when we start. But a win is a win is a win.
That's right. That's right. Butch, appreciate the phone call. The Royals are on pace for 68 wins this season. Tonight's win goes to Carlos Duran, his second ever big league appearance, his first in a Royals uniform, and he picks up the dub. Let's hear from the guy that started the game, Daniel Lynch, audio courtesy of Royals TV.
How do you evaluate that one tonight, Daniel?
Good. I mean, you know, I was glad I was able to get out there for four innings. Like, that was pretty cool. Felt like I did a way better job of not working myself up there in the first inning. Like, my job as a starter is to get deep in a game, and one inning isn't gonna ruin that unless you let it. And so I did a good job of just flushing that and then just going and continuing to attack the zone. So, yeah, it felt good.
Any adjustments you were able to make just efficiency-wise? It's a longer first, but then,
yeah,
you know, super efficient the rest of the
way. Sweeney noticed something with my delivery a little bit, just trying to stay a little bit more tall. Honestly, I felt a little bit, like, tired and worn down a little bit today. I don't know whether it's because it's hot or we're out on the West Coast or whatever, but, you know, I think that's just, you just got to pitch with what you got. And I was able to make pitches when I needed to.
How'd you feel like you were able to attack hitters in this one and just keep that consistency after the first inning?
A lot better after the first. I think it's funny because I feel like this is the worst my stuff has been of the three starts. But that's baseball sometimes, you know, and you'll always take a good result and, you know, putting the team in a pretty good position to win. And then, again, I was just really happy I was able to get out there and go for four innings like that. I think that was a huge step forward for sure.
As you evaluate these three starts, is there anything new that you've learned about yourself now that you're back into this starting role?
Yeah, just I think I've been really proud of my ability to handle the stress and the challenge of it because it's a challenge and just trying to step up in any way that I can. But I've been proud of the way that I've just stayed in the moment and just met every challenge head on and just going to try to continue to build on it.
After Daniel Lynch gave up that first inning RBI single, he retired the next 10 batters that he faced. Lynch is holding left-handers this season to a batting average of .156. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. It was good seeing you last night. And that game was fantastic last night, too, Vern. I wish they would have saved some of the runs so we wouldn't have swept this one out tonight. And, Vern, I want to lock down that meet and greet at OSP with you soon, buddy. Let me know,
sure.
Okay?
Yep.
And so, Vern, you know, you're right. I mean, it was an ugly game. The A's did everything they could to give that game away, and they did. But it's always nice to see Bobby, you know, with the walk-off. He just makes the game much funner to watch, regardless of how our season's going or what's going on with the game. He just loved to watch that superstar. Cags, two more hits. It's good to see Vinny Boom Boom back. Way to go, Vinny. And then, you know, you mentioned Daniel Lynch there. Yeah, it was nice seeing him extend that out. You know, maybe they got something there, but I'm still the belief I'd still like to see him in our bullpen as a piece, but maybe he can climb that ladder and become a starter. Who knows? They're experimenting. But tonight, you know, Tanner called in and he talked about Tyler Tolbert, and he's right. We need a guy like that on a roster like this. People, you mentioned what he needs to do, but the kid sits on the bench. He comes in, he ties the game, gets two knocks. Way to go, Tyler Tolbert. I tip my cap to you on that. And then steady Nick Lofton. He didn't get no knocks tonight. You mentioned that earlier, but he made a defensive play. And that's what baseball is all about. But keep up the great work, Royals. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Thank you very much, Big T. That opens up a phone line for you. Royals win in walk-off fashion, 4-3, the final score. After the game on the field, Bridget Howard of Royals TV caught up with the walk-off hero Bobby Witt Jr. and the rookie right-hander that picked up the win, the big 6'7 Dominican Carlos Duran. and Bobby Witt Jr. on the field after the game.
Bridget
Howard.
All right, well, thanks, Ryan. Bobby Witt Jr. with your third career walk-off RBI, but you wanted to bring a special guest, Carlos Duran, the newest Royal, your first Major League win. How does it feel?
I'm really happy now. So my favorite win here, so I got emotion. So, you know, I'm happy.
Izzy and Cags got him good.
Bobby, I think you were just as excited as Carlos. What has you most excited about what he's bringing to this bullpen?
Yeah, it's amazing. Just him coming out here, first day here, doing 1-2-3 inning. And so got the job done there, got his first big league win. And then, like I said yesterday, this team's relentless. We're going to keep putting together. We're going to keep working hard to keep getting better each and every day and just keep enjoying it.
Carlos, is there anything better than this being your first win with the Royals, having it come in walk-off fashion from this guy right here?
For win?
Yeah. Here.
How, what do you think?
Coffee, you like?
Yeah, I don't have it. So everybody here.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you, Carlos. Awesome. Bobby, I want to ask you, just you said last night, keep the line moving has been the motto. How exciting was that ninth inning, being able to come back and see you guys do that with Tyler Tolbert being the big guy in that inning along with you?
Yeah, that was huge. You came in the dugout that inning. I was asking guys who's going to walk it off. And so it was one of those moments. Those are the moments you want to be in. And so Tolbert put together a great at bat and everyone that inning. So it was great.
Bobby, thanks for the time. Congratulations. What a night.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. Bobby Witt Jr. and the Spanish-speaking Carlos Duran. I give him credit for just staying out there and saying, yeah, put a microphone in front of me. I'm not worried about what I might say accidentally. Bobby Witt Jr. in 14 games since returning from the IL without a rehab assignment. In 14 games, Bob is batting .340. He's just simply the best. Royals win 4-3. We take our final quick timeout. We're back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Win. Fly ball short left. Will it drop? It does. Runner coming home. Throw home. Safe, and the Royals have won it. Thanks, Athletics. The Royals with a rally in the night, and Witt drops a single in front of the left fielder, and the winning run comes home. 4-3, Royals win it in the ninth.
That's right. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, on the call as heard here on 96.5. The Fan. Royals trailed 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. But Salvi, with one out and nobody on, Salvi reaches on catcher's interference. And with a lefty on the mound, Michael Massey steps up and battles Hogan Harris for 8 pitches. He gets a 3-2 heater, a full count heater, 96 in the middle of the plate, and Massey smacks it to center. Now, the Royals did not pinch hit for Salvi after he reached. And as a lot of good text messages coming in. Oh, Buzz points out on the text line, you don't pinch run for Salvi when he's on first because you're down by 2. Salvi's run isn't the game-winning run. You don't necessarily need to steal second base. You need to get a second man on is what you need to do. So when Michael Massey reaches and Salvi finds himself at second base, that's when the coaching staff goes to the bench. They bring in John Rave to pinch hit for Salvi. And as Buzz points out on the text line, the reason why you pinch hit there is because now that Salvi's in scoring position and the game-winning run is on base, Salvi's lack of speed could cost you that game-tying run coming around to score, right? He end up, Salvi's slow nature could end up having that game-tying run held up at third base. So they bring in John Rafe. He's at second. Massey's at first. Carter Jensen now at the plate facing a lefty. And Jensen takes a four-pitch walk. So now we have the bases loaded. One out. Royals down by two. Kyle Isbell set to step to the dish. But Q goes to the bench. He brings in Tyler Tolbert. And Tolbert falls in the hole early. 0-2. And on 2-1, he checks his swing, but he went. It should have been strike three. The A's bench went ballistic. The manager got thrown out of the game for good reason. Because when something like that happens, when you give a team a fourth strike, most teams are going to capitalize. And when you gave Tyler Tolbert a fourth strike, he did capitalize. He gets a 2-2 curveball in the middle of the plate, and he pulls it through the left side. Two runs come in to score, and we're knotted up at two apiece. And then, as you heard, with two on and two outs, Bobby Witt Jr. steps up. First pitch that he sees from right-hander Elvis Alvarado is a 99-mile-per-hour fastball in off the plate. But Bobby's hands are so quick, he's able to yank that thing into left field. Jensen comes in to score, and the Royals win this bad boy 4-3, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's hear what Tyler Tolbert had to say inside the clubhouse. Tolley was nice enough to call into my post-game show earlier. If you missed it, you can find the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. You'll be able to hear the entire conversation we had with Tyler Tolbert. Here's what he had to say, though, to the media inside the clubhouse earlier.
That at bat there in the ninth and how you're able to win that battle.
Just try to be ready first pitch. Missed the first pitch, wasn't too happy about it. But then I just try to grind out a bat and just try to get the job done. Didn't try to do too much. And thank God I held up on the check swing.
What does your preparation look like just coming into that at bat and knowing who you could be facing and being ready for what you just did there?
Just a couple innings before, just kind of seeing how the game was going and just seeing who was starting to move around in the bullpen and just trying to get prepared to potentially having that bat. And then they let me know I was going to have that bat, and so just go up there and compete.
Did you change your approach down on the count?
No. After the check swing, kind of saw where I needed to see a little bit more up, had a little bit more bite, and he came back with it and just put a good swing on it.
Did you think you went around?
It was close, but thank God I held up.
Did you feel like that the opportunity was going to come again for you guys? You had a couple, but not a ton throughout that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just kept competing and fighting, you know. We just knew who was going to bust through at some point. We had opportunities, and, you know, Garcia came over to bases loaded, and he had a scorcher. You know, we had a lot of great at-bats, great at, you know, hard outs. It just, at some point, it was just the tide was going to turn for us, and it did tonight.
A lot of love coming in for Tyler Tolbert. As he heard, it was pretty cool earlier in the show. He was apparently on hold while a caller was on the air just loving on Tolley. Always nice when we're able to make that connection here on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. I see the Rally Mantis, Dan and KCK on the text line. Loving on Tyler Tolbert. Although, from the 913, Vern, as far as Tolley being an everyday player, I think he would ultimately be exposed the way that Freddie Fermin is being exposed in San Diego. Oof. I don't know if I'm going to allow any Freddie Fermin slander on this show. Speaking of, Kathy from Los Angeles, our in-house Royals Padres fan. Kathy, what do you think of that comparison?
Freddie Fermin was only exposed in San Diego because of all the concussions he was suffering most of the season. So okay. He got a lot of inappropriate hate at the beginning of the season. That's why he was so bad, because he got nailed in the face I don't know how many times.
Really? Okay.
So he was hurt a lot. So he's doing so much better now, Vern.
Well, I appreciate that clarity. That's nice to know. Thank you.
Yeah, so...
Because we love Freddie. You know I love Freddie.
Oh, I know. And so that's what I'm saying. He was kind of getting the Hosmer treatment, which I was very unhappy about. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad he's doing better too. So he's doing so much better. But anyway, today's was a very good day for baseball on both sides of for me. And I got home late from work because I couldn't leave because I was watching both games on my computer at work. So my cats were very unhappy with me because I got home late because I couldn't leave because I just had to see the end of both of my games today. Since
you're
both
about
the games
it.
Were
you're
on
a
at
real
the same
fan.
Time.
That's why we love you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Always nice hearing from you. Royals walk off the A's. 4-3, the final score. From the 417, as we take a look at the text line. From the 417, Vern, an underrated aspect of tonight's game is Jack Caglione looming in the on-deck circle. The only reason Bobby got that pitch in the ninth inning is because Jack Caglione loomed in the on-deck circle. If someone less daunting was standing in the on-deck circle, possibly you just put the four fingers up and say, give Bobby first, and we'll go bases loaded, two outs for, fill in the blank, whoever's protecting Bob. I'm not going to argue with you. And I laid it out last night. Imagine being on the mound. And you're facing, one of the most wiry, strong, five-tool dynamos in the world in Bobby Witt Jr. You know this guy can single-handedly beat you. Can't make a mistake. But you also can't walk him because you look at that on-deck circle and you see that Hulk that is Jack Caglione. So, yeah, appreciate that. No doubt about it. A quick update on the home run total. No home runs tonight for the Royals. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to make another donation to the Prostate Cancer Foundation, as this year we've partnered with KCUC, and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every home run the Boys in Blue hit this season. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Scheduled today at kcuc.com. Well, the only home run of note in the organization came from the A-ball team and soon-to-be 23-year-old first baseman Darlene Figueroa continues to add to his franchise record home run total. Tonight, he belted his 26th of the season, the most in Quad Cities River Bandit history. So, way to go. The 22-year-old, he's going to turn 23 coming up in a few weeks, Darlene Figueroa, the young man out of the Dominican. Royals win 4-3. Let's get Garrett in Olathe in here. Garrett, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. This game was pretty boring throughout the first, seven innings until Vinny Pasquantino finally got the scoring started. And then ninth inning, you never know what can happen. And obviously, shout out to Tyler Tolbert coming in with the clutch hit. And then obviously, Bob, you knew the game was over when Bob came up to bat. But just shout out to Tyler Tolbert and Carlos Duran for getting the win and everything. And I also just want to shout out to Carson Rocafort for getting the promotion in AAA and having a first hit RBI and his debut, so shout out him, and let's just keep this win streak going one day at a time, Vern.
There you go. Yeah, Rocafort on base three times today in his Omaha debut. The 24-year-old outfielder belted 30 bombs in AA this season. Thanks to Logan in Raytown, Eric in Independence wants to make sure everybody's staying safe during the storms tonight. Anthony in Blue Springs, Lucas Erceg was optioned to Omaha earlier today. I appreciate you guys listening. I got to get out of here, but I'll be back here tomorrow, 5:30 for the On Deck Show. Appreciate you listening. Take care.
You've been listening to the Guaranteed Foods Postgame Show with Josh Fournier.
He's done it! Salvador Perez, number 318 in his career.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
What a play! Michael Massey and Tyler Tolbert combined to get two.
Subscribe to All Things Vern wherever you get your podcasts. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.